Anybody can pray God help this young man.
Well, I appreciate the Lord saving me.
Yeah.
I appreciate being born a second time.
Yeah. 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 Yes,
I remember when my son was born, and something special took place. Yeah. I'm thankful that I have a special place I can go back to and see where the Lord saved me. I'm just going to do my best, preacher. Do my best. I want to honor him. I think he deserves our praise more than we give it. I'm thankful for the day he come by my way. I'm thankful that he sent by a preacher man that preached it straight and preached grace and mercy. And he come by my way, and I can remember the day when the Lord started working in my life and started working in my heart. And I can remember the time when I started realizing and started questioning some things in my life. And he started taking some things out of my life. There were some things I just didn't have the joy I used to have anymore. I used to like to go down to the Applebee's and sing karaoke, and that sounds silly, but it was what me and my buddies used to do, and we'd have the bonfires on Friday night, and I got to a point when the Lord started dealing with my heart that those things, I just didn't enjoy those things like I used to. I still used to go, and I'd still used to try to hang out with my buddies, you know, and I'd sit there around. We'd sit there around the fire, but you know, I couldn't. I just didn't get the joy. I didn't have the joy I used to have while I was there. I used to sit there and look around, and they were all laughing and having a good time, but I couldn't ever seem to laugh at the jokes that we used to laugh at. It just didn't make sense anymore. There was something missing, and this was before. Thank God, the Lord saved my soul, you know. But I got to thinking as He worked in my life, and as I would listen to the preacher when I decided to go to church on a Sunday morning and Sunday night. You know, I'd listen to the preacher and I'd say, yeah, that sounds about right. I was raised in church. And I could agree that, yeah, that's just what you did. You went to church on Sunday and Sunday morning for sure, and Sunday night if you felt like it. And if you went on Wednesday, you were doing something really special. And so I thought, you know, but I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord to come by my way that night. I can think back to the night before I got saved, and I was laying down. I was face out at the altar, and I can remember weeping tears, and men praying over me, and me listening to the preacher preach. I remember getting up, and I could just tell there just wasn't a change that I could. I remembered hearing them preachers preach about there wasn't a change, and I went home that night, and I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't rest, and the next day I got up and went to work, and I was miserable the whole day. And I can remember I was helping a man put in a septic tank or a septic system, and we were digging a hole to put the lines in. And I can remember that it was a deeper than the average hole. I was in the hole running the grade rod. And I can remember the man, he was running the machine, the equipment, and he looked at me and he said, "Jonathan, are you all right?" And I said, "I'm going to tell you what, Greg." I said, "I'm not." I said, "I don't know what's going on." I said, "Well, I'm miserable. I'm so stinking miserable." And you know, it was funny, Brother Robert, you know, the system we were putting in, it was for a man that was going to the church that I was attending at the time. And he come out and had another man come and pump his septic system so we could put the lines in and tie into his system. And you know, the funny thing was, is the man that come and pumped his tank out, that old man come out, and that owned the house, and he started witnessing to that man that pumped the tank out. But I tell you what, we were standing there, and I don't think it was for the man that was pumping the tank out, Brother Robert. I remember standing there listening to him testify about what the Lord done in his life and for his family. And can I tell you, I was standing there, and it did a turning in my heart. And I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. And I remember, and I said, but Lord, if I can just make it back to church tonight, Lord, and I can hear some preaching, and I can remember going to church that night, and that man was there, and he comes, shook my hand, he says, good to see you, and I said, good to see you. And the preacher that night got up, and he preached Christ, and he preached it straight, and he preached grace. And I can remember, and I didn't even go to the altar that night. I got down there beside the chair I was sitting on, and can I tell you, it was the third or fourth row back, and it was, if I was standing in the pulpit, it was on the left side. And I remember another preacher man coming by, and he said, Jonathan, he can save you. And I remember getting up, I said, he can't, what are you talking about? He done did. And we commenced to shouting and hugging and crying. And can I tell you, there was a change that night. There was a birth that took place. And there's no doubt in my mind that when you have a second birth, when you have a second birth, and that birth that Christ can only give, can I tell you, there's no denying it. Can I tell you, there's no doubt that it takes place. And can I tell you, I don't understand how people can say, I think I'm saved. No, I tell you, I know for a fact it took place. And can I tell you tonight, I know for a fact it took place and where it took place. I thank the Lord for that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, there's no denying when a birth takes place, that's special. There's something miraculous that goes on without a shadow of a doubt. There's no question it took place. And I thank the Lord I can go back and I can remember the time that He saved my soul and come by my way. And I want to thank Him and praise Him for that. I don't praise Him enough as I should. I need to do it more. I need to study more. I need to know more. But I can say with his help, we can know as much as He'll show us. And I thank Him for that. I thank Him for saving me. I thank Him for His grace and His mercy. I thank Him, as the brother already said, for His sovereignty. I thank Him for being in control of everything that takes place, the good and the bad. I thank Him for that.